Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
No matter hell or heaven, I'll be there by your side.
Jesus never leaves us alone. Hallelujah.
Well, hello and praise the Lord. Pastor Dean Judkins here, along with Pastor Charlie Sims. How are we doing tonight, Pastor Charlie Sims?
I'm doing good. Had a good day today.
Good.
Great.
Excellent. I worked 9.5 hours today, and that doesn't sound like a lot for some people, but I'm not used to working 9.5 hours, and we all know that my knee is healing, and my knee was just a wee bit tired by the end of the day. I will say that. But praise God, I got through it. So
good.
Good. So we are waiting for Barnabas from the church in Nepal. He was online. I'm assuming that he's trying to get on would via the link. He's from halfway around the world, so their technology is probably not as up to date as us because they're in a little bit of a poorer situation. So we'll wait a few minutes to see if he comes on. If not, last night on Bible study, if you didn't get to see it, I heard that, you know, it was freezing up, but the feed is actually on our Facebook and it's actually working well. I went back and looked at it. Charlie, that study last night on adoption was very, very good.
I went back and looked at it too, and it was coming through clear. It must have been the storm last night that was interfering with the signal a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So people that were trying to watch it live were saying that it froze up, but it works. Like you said, I went back and looked at it, and we had quite a few views considering not many people looked at it there. For those of you listening, that was not a beer that I just cracked open. That was a Mountain Dew. So I don't want people to think that I drink beer because I do not. So, Charlie, while we're waiting for Brother Barnabas to come on, anything exciting or any news, anything that you'd like to talk about?
The Lord is still on his throne, which we're grateful for, and he will stay there. He won't move. He says, I'm the Lord your God, and I change not, and he's not going to change, not for anybody or anything. He's going to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. To which we're all grateful for that. We're all grateful for that. The I guess Brother Barnabas is having a little difficulty getting on.
Yeah, I don't see him on Facebook. He was on Facebook corresponding with me 11 minutes ago, and I don't know if what's going on here, but we'll give him some time, and until then we can have like a current event show of what's going on, what we've seen going on. And let's maybe talk a little bit about that. I know this is on the fly, but did you see where the president over in Paris, I don't know if this is 100% true or not, but I've seen online that he wants to pull out from the global warming thing.
Yeah, he's probably going to pull out of that, and that's going to upset a lot of people. I was reading reports earlier today that the group called the Bilderbergers were really upset. And there was a man, he was a, he's high up in that type of thing. And he made a statement. He says he's going to demand that Donald Trump not back out at it. He can't back out at it. You know, he's demanding that he stay in it. To which we in America, we have the option to either stay in or get out.
I think personally, and we don't usually talk like this, but we're waiting for Brother Barnabas. That all ties in with Agenda 21, and for those people who don't know what Agenda 21 is, give you some go look it up and decipher it about yourself. Pastor Charlie's very good on events and what's going on around the world.
I just checked one of my websites and it says President Trump said he will withdraw the United States from the landmark 2015 global agreement to fight climate change. So he has said, we're going to withdraw from it. We're
Amen.
Getting out.
Amen. Amen.
So he announced that late this afternoon. I just got the notice now. So good.
Amen. Good. Good. All right. Well, it looks like Brother Barnabas, I don't see him on Facebook. I don't see where he's trying to call in a link into the show. He hasn't left me any messages. So we're going to do this one on the fly. And let's pick something we want to talk about. Well, first of all, if you want to call in, our number is 646-787-8364, 646-787-8364. And if you want to call in really with any subject, prayer, any questions, anything you'd like to share, by all means, give us a call.
And we hope some people will call in. there's a lot of things out there. There's a lot of things out there to talk about. And I scour the websites, some daily, some weekly, and I don't just look at what we call the mainstream media. I have other resources that I go to, and some of these are people that have been involved in much intelligence for 30, 40, 50 years, and they've got contacts in high places, and normally they are talking about things sometimes weeks and months ahead of time before you actually see them coming up. And that's interesting to be able to, that these people can discern that and see that, and they can tell you what trends are coming. It's kind of fascinating.
It is fascinating. Hey, I have a question. What do you think about this? I had somebody, a gentleman who I follow, that was talking about ministry as far as media ministry, like you and I do a lot of, and ministry. And I don't know if this is 100% correct, but came up to where street ministry one-on-one was more important and more real, I guess you could say, than media ministry. What's your thought on that?
We need both. There are those whom the Lord has called to do the street ministry, to do the one-on-one ministry, and we all should be open to that, and we should be available to that. There have been times that my wife and I have been out, and we would actually cover the cost of somebody's meal, and we would talk to them about where they were at, and we would talk to them about the Lord at the same time. So that's a part of it. I have done street ministry in the past. Many years ago, I did it, and it was always kind of exciting and fun in many ways to be able to do that. But usually what happens is those that are called to that ministry, they kind of want to see it as that's what everybody should be doing. It's like some evangelists I've known over the years that they thought everybody ought to get out there and do evangelistic work. Well, that's not necessarily the case, because some are called for different things. And we need to be able to discern from the Lord what he wants us to do, the path he wants us to follow. And sometimes it can be, believe it or not, sometimes it can be working in a regular job, 8 hours a day, 5-6 days a week. But yet the Lord has you in that place as a ministry to those people in the place where you are. That's fulfilling the calling that's on your life. The other things are important, but we need to be able to discern where the Lord wants us to be. That's key.
Amen. Amen. So I just got a message from Barnabas asking if we are here. He's seen it. I said, yes, we are waiting. So hopefully, he's messaging me right now. So apparently he's having problems linking into the show. So let's see what he says here. He is talking to us. I was really curious to see what was going on in the church. I am in your page. All right. Let me see here. I'm talking to him now. I'm asking if it's possible for him to call, and I don't know if that would be possible for him to call. He says he's on our page. How do I connect? How do you connect, Pastor Charlie, when I send you a link?
When you send me a link, in the link itself, it says there's a little place up there that says click here. And when you click there on that link, it automatically opens up, and then you have to enter your name and then click a second time on that, and then it will open up to the website.
All right, that's what I just sent to him. So I unfortunately I have all the main controls here, so I send you the link every show. You know how to do it, and I do not. I just press a button and I'm there. But
yours is different than ours.
So I'm hoping that we can at least get him in. I'd like to really see what's going on over in the church over in Nepal, and that fascinates me. I'd like to see how God's moving in different areas.
But you have to click on that link. It's probably on about the first or second line, and it says click here, and then the page opens up. And when the page opens up, it'll ask you to put your name in, and when you put your name in, it tells you to click another one, and it will automatically open up there.
All right. Well, we'll see if it gets in. You know, for those of you who are listening or who are going to be listening, we live in Concord, New Hampshire. Charlie lives in the next town over. And we had a young lady Tuesday night that was stabbed, and she died. She was murdered. And 23 years old, being from the Concord area, I was actually able to go over and look at her Facebook. And by looking over at her Facebook, I looked at how young she was, Charlie, and she had gone to school pretty much with my daughter. She was a year younger. And I was thinking about it. You just never really know your last day here on earth and, you know, where you're going to spend eternity.
Yeah, that's important, where you're going to spend eternity. You never know, and we don't always know the circumstances surrounding someone who meets their end in this world. We never know. A lot of times we don't know the circumstances surrounding it. And I know that there's an enemy out there that would like to take us all out if he could.
Yes. Now, just think about it. You think that when she woke up that day, she was thinking to herself, well, you know what, I'm 23. I'm going to be murdered later on today, and this will be my last time on this earth.
No, she wasn't even thinking that.
Right. But it happened.
Yes, it did. It happened.
And so, I don't know, it just makes me think. I mean, we all have loved ones and everything that aren't following Christ. And, you know, heaven forbid, an accident, an illness, you're murdered. Anything could happen. And eternity, Charlie, is forever. And
yes,
I couldn't imagine burning in hell and then being cast into the lake of fire for eternity. I just could not. I mean, that frightens me. And I don't know. Just some.
I can remember when I was younger, I didn't think about it a whole lot. Because when you're real young, you think that you know, you're invincible. But something happened to me around the age of 22 that I realized if I continued in the path that I was going in, that there would be no chance for me after a certain period of time. And that's one of the reasons why I made the turn when I was at 22. I was in some very dire straits, some very rough circumstances. In some way, my life was on the line. But anyway, by turning, I'm still here at 68. And I'm grateful for that. I'm still here.
Amen.
Still preaching.
Amen.
Still teaching.
Could you picture living in L.A., honestly?
Do what?
Could you picture living any other way than what you do with God right now?
Oh, no, I could not. Because I found that once I started my journey with the Lord, that things that I used to enjoy, they began to drop off. And people say, well, you know, you don't have any fun anymore. That's not true. You can have fun without a lot of things in your life. And I personally have known a lot of people that once they got away from the lifestyle they were in, they were much, much, much better off over on this side than on that side. And we may think that drugs and alcohol and illicit sex and all those things are a lot of fun, and going out bar hopping and all these other things, but we don't realize that we're in bondage to those things, and they control us. And that is something that is designed to bring us to an ultimate end where Satan himself can have us. And if we step away from that and look back at it, we realize just how bad it was. And once you see that, you say, wait a minute, I have no desire to go bar hopping anymore. Six months after I got saved, I had no desire to go back.
Yeah, it's I don't know. You know, people sit down and say, I've heard many people tell me that, Christianity is boring. You can't have any fun, like you were saying. You can't do this. You can't do that. I don't know about, you know, other people out there, but I do know this. To watch God move just in my life and do the things that he's done and to rescue me from death like 4 or 5 times in my lifetime when I should be dead and probably burning in hell. And then watch you when you pray for people and watch arms and legs grow out, watch cancers go, watch demons get cast out of people. I mean, Charlie, that's pretty exciting watching the Lord work like that. That's bigger than any rush I ever had before I was, you know, serving God.
A lot of people don't experience that. They're in churches that don't practice that. They're in groups that don't practice that. They look at it and sometimes mock it because they don't understand it. And it's a real shame, because the truth of the Word of God tells us that these things will take place, that these signs shall follow them that believe. And if we believe, then if we preach the truth of the Word and of his kingdom, then we will see these things coming to pass. We will see it happen. And it doesn't take a special anointing to do these things. What it takes is a dedicated, consecrated life to do these things. Over the years, I have known some people, times past, that they never preached a message from a pulpit in their life. But yet, when they talked to people and prayed for them, things happened that were absolutely astounding. So you can't put it in a box. You just can't do it.
No.
You can't do it.
No. Now, when you said that people, you know, being sanctified, so, you know, for years when I was younger, I always told this, and I'll never forget this, Dean, until you get your house in order and until your life is straight and you're walking perfect, you can't go and basically be a pastor or evangelize. You can't be going about doing God's business until you fix your own life's business. And I bought that for many years. Then I started to read the scriptures. And Charlie, how was Jesus's ministry and the people that were working with him? Were they all perfectly tiptoeing through the tulips?
Oh, heavens no. They were tax collectors and fishermen and no.
You had one that was stealing. You had people arguing about who was better, people denying. I mean, it was constant shambles.
It was constant. It really was. But because of their, they followed him, they learned from him, they came under obedience to the Lord. The Lord changed those things. And then when the day of Pentecost came, and the church was launched, it was launched with both authority and power. And it was launched because these people had learned their lesson in that time period, and they knew who Jesus was, and they knew whereof he spoke, and they knew his ministry. They had seen it in action. When you read the scripture, it says Jesus began to both do and teach. That's significant. That is absolutely significant. First, he showed them how it was done, and then he sat down and taught them. That is absolutely key, because that's another key in the kingdom, is to do and teach. And when the Lord works in your hearts and life, he will bring it to the point to where you can do what the Lord asks you to do. And then once it's shown that it's the Lord doing this through you, then you can instruct others to follow after you.
Amen.
Paul wasn't wrong.
Amen.
Paul wasn't wrong when he said, be a follower of me, even as I am a follower of Christ. He didn't say following everything I did. He says, follow me as I follow Christ.
Amen.
That's absolutely correct. All right, well, I just got a message from Barnabas over in Nepal. He said he was trying his best, but his internet, I guess, connection over there is so slow that he's not able to connect. So it's an internet speed issue is what it seems to be, and that's why he's not able to connect. So I'm sorry for those people that were going to tune in, to hear about Brother Barnabas, but perhaps I'll have him shoot us an email and we'll update you on a further show. So we've got about 9 minutes left, so we'll just continue on with where we're going.
The Lord's been faithful to us. This small church has got an outreach. Well, Dean, did we lose you?
No, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. Because I checked last night, and I had some from several foreign countries that were watching last night. And that's encouraging that others are interested in what we're doing here and what we're sharing. That's appreciated. It is so appreciated because my wife came up after the Bible study last night, and we were looking at it, and it was just amazing to me that it was people from other countries that were.
How were you able to check that, Charlie?
When I go back and look at it, I can look on the comments. You can see some on the comments, but some of them they'll put a little thumbs up, like a like. You put your mouse on that, and the names will pop up.
Ah, okay.
And when the names pop up on the little like at the top, the names pop up, and then you can see the names. And then I go back to their Facebook page and find out that they were actually from foreign countries. It was amazing to me.
Oh, that's pretty good. It shows you how up to date I am technically with things here.
I just haven't discovered by mistake, but my wife commented to me. She said it on more than one occasion. She said if the people around here don't want to hear the truth of the Word of God, then take it where they will hear it. Fine.
Amen. Amen. And that's what we do. You know, that's one thing I've noticed over in other countries like Pakistan, India, Nepal. They are hungry to learn about the gospel in Jesus Christ. They are hungry for it.
And but that's how I discovered that. I looked at that and I said, wow, you know. Who we got coming on next week?
Next week, now Tuesday, Charlie will be in Florida visiting family. So Tuesday we have Sister Missy Kretzler will be on the radio show as a guest speaker. And she'll be talking about a family that's been under some duress, and she's got quite a testimony in the story, boy. She'll be a blessing. And then on Thursday we have Sister Lorianne Morton. She's going to be speaking about her when she had breast cancer diagnosis, and what God has done and taught her, and what she's going through her healing recovery. And she's got a lot of good information that she could talk to about that, because that's a big problem with a lot of women and some men all around the United States. And so she's going to give testimony to that and what God's been doing in her life.
Good. Well, hopefully soon we can find a way to get a hold of Brother Barnabas and find out, you know, if his internet connection is like a dial-up, which this will not work on dial-up. You have to have a pretty high-speed internet to do this. And so I don't know. If he can get on Facebook, there's a possibility that we might be able to even do a show vicariously. You know, do it on the radio, but read what he texts back to us on Facebook, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah, we could ask questions. Yeah, we could actually ask questions. That's a good idea. I'd be real interested in other churches from around the world, just to see what God's doing there and how the Spirit of God is moving.
I would really be interested to see what the Lord's doing over there too, because I see some things on people on Facebook from these foreign countries, and they're talking about things, and I just really would be interested to see, you know, hear firsthand what's really going on.
Amen.
We in this country don't have any idea. We don't know. We can read things, we can hear about things, but again, to those that's there, they live there, that's their culture, they're into it, and so they can speak clearly about what's going on over there.
Amen. Amen. All right, we've got about 4 minutes left. Charlie, I forwarded a message that we had from Pakistan that was on our church email. I don't know if you got that or not, but I forwarded it to your email. And we get offers to preach all the time. Unfortunately, God would have to open doors because it's very expensive to fly to other countries. But we are going to be starting something. When you get back, we need to put something together. We're going to teach live via Skype, and perhaps we can do we could go live YouTube. And there are several different options that we can do to go live where other people can connect in and start teaching.
Well, Skype is pretty useful. We can try that. There's a couple other things that's out there too that that seem to work pretty good. But I've done Skype with people I know across the United States in different places, and I would be able to participate in what they were doing by being on Skype here.
Hang on one second, Charlie. Hello. Hello.
Hello, this is Pastor Barnabas.
Oh, Barnabas, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good. We've got about 3 minutes left.
From my phone.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes of the show left. Sorry that you couldn't get through. How are things going over there in the church?
Yeah, it's been really good, and we've been, you know, visiting many places, and the church in Nepal, it's growing, as well as there is a many struggle. Yeah, personally, I have planted, you know, few more churches near to the Tibet border and in capital of Nepal recently. Now we have 3 churches. But all over the Nepal, we have more than, you know, 15,000 churches in Nepal.
Wow, that's wonderful. Is the Spirit of God moving? People getting, like, saved, delivered, and healed over in Nepal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So many people are, you know, they've been, you know, getting healed, and they've been feeling with the Spirit of the Lord. You know, last time I went to the village and we had a healing prayer time, and you know, a lot of demonic possessed people were healed and they were, you know, delivered. And now they are believing in the Lord.
Oh, that is amazing. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Now we have about a minute and a half left on the show. You were messaging me. You're building a new church. Is that correct?
Yeah, right. We just lease the land, you know, because we cannot afford to buy. So we just lease the land for 10 years, and we have started to dig the foundation now. We just have a, you know, like $1,400 to start on. So we just have a faith in the Lord that He's going to provide for us, and we just started.
Amen. Amen. Do you have a web page that people would be able to visit to see what's going on, or is it just your Facebook?
My Facebook. I don't know how to do, you know, make a website. We have our church website. I can email it to you.
Okay, so if you could forward me the church website, message me on Facebook, I'll put that out so people can actually visit, and perhaps some would be led to help, maybe with donations or give a love offering or something like that.
Okay, yeah, thank you. I will forward you.
I hate to cut it short, but we're out of time. Pastor Barnabas, thank you so much for calling. Pastor Charlie, I will talk to you later. We love you all, and remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.